Welcome back to the Dance Coach Playbook. I'm your host, Coach GK, and today I'm joined by my guest, Ashley Gentry. Today we're opening up the playbook to page 23. Welcome, Ashley.
Hello.
Why don't we start with you giving a little introduction about yourself or a brief bio?
Perfect. Yeah, so I am originally from Chicago and kind of started my athletic training career working on Disney property. And then from there, moved to California during COVID, which was a crazy time. But then worked at an all-star gym and worked at Concordia University in Irvine. And now I'm at GCU and have been here for almost 2 years working with Just Cheer and Dance.
Wow. So how did you decide to get into athletic training?
Kind of like the typical, was told I couldn't play sports. And so went kind of the route of helping out athletes who kind of struggle with being told that they can't play sports anymore, but also being injured and how to like kind of help those individuals to stay on the court or field or whatever it ends up being. And just kind of decided that I wanted more relationship with the athletes and getting to know like them and what gets them like their drive and what makes them so excited to do their sport. So then I got into athletic training.
Okay. So jumping into dance specific athletic training, what are some things that are specific to dancers when you are supporting these athletes?
I think the big thing is just that dance is such a different movement overall. Like, it's not just a straight jumping up and down. The movements are very graceful, making everything look easy. And so it's different than like kind of your traditional sports, which makes it more fun for me because it's not just running the bases as in like baseball, softball. Just being aware of kind of how those movements happen and like what their bodies are doing in that movement. Sometimes they need different support.
What would you relate it to? So are there other sports? I mean, it might be multiple other sports, but what are other types of movement within other athletic activities that you could relate to dance movement?
I would say it's very close to gymnastics. Okay. Would be kind of the closest thing. I mean, you have like some of the aerial tricks, swim and dive of jumping, but then also like dive from a standpoint of like you're doing tricks and using like your core and your hip strength to be able to pull that all together to do the different flips. But then also you can't just sit into your feet and expect yourself to soar. Be able to stand on the ball of your foot is a very small area you're able to do.
Yeah. What are some common injuries or aches and pains that you hear come from dancers?
Different foot injuries, as well as like shin splints, just from depending on the surface that you're on. Obviously a ballet studio or like a dance studio in general, like sometimes you have like the raised floor, so then that's nice because it have some give. But if you're dancing on concrete or dancing at a basketball game, you're pounding into the hardwood floor and it's not as forgiving, which then goes straight through like your shins and knees. Hip and low back injuries as well. Mm-hmm. Just because dancers are very mobile but aren't always stable in their hips and core, and more of like the deep core muscles. Most dancers are, if you're at a D1 or like professional level, you have good, like you can do sit-ups and planks for days, but sometimes it's getting into that deep core exercises as well to just be able to stabilize in everything you do, especially once you start getting to the more of the acro tricks or just kind of being able to hold yourself up to not subject yourself to shin splints of pounding into the ground all the time too.
Right. Okay, Ashley, what are some areas that dance coaches and athletic trainers can build into team practice to keep dance athletes functioning and healthy?
I think a big thing is just whatever the athletic trainer is kind of preaching to the team, like having their back and just even like reiterating, like, I mean, GK, you do a great job of, fueling your body, and like, you can't be a good dancer and have the stamina to be out on the floor if you're not fueling yourself or like even just taking care of yourself. Anytime an athlete says like, oh, I have this ache or pain, it's immediate like, well, did you talk to Ashley? Like, did you take care of that? Are you showing up to treatments? And it's like great to have like someone else too that's saying it. But then also kind of vice versa of the athletic trainer having your back of, like, if there's something that you're saying, like, reiterating that to them again of sometimes the outside person can kind of say it and then it's like, oh yeah, I should do that. Getting it in their heads too of like, you have to take care of yourself first and foremost. You can't be a beautiful dancer and have the skill that you do without taking care of yourself first. And then just listening to them too, like if they're just struggling, then it's kind of okay, like, how do we make, what do we do at practice today, right, to maybe shift gears a little bit, right, or just paying attention to what they need to, or even if there's something a coach or athletic trainer can do for them that they're wanting, that's like, okay, well, how do we, like, let's sit down and plan that out. And like, what does that look like for them?
Yeah. What happens in the situation that, and I have a lot of coaching friends who are in this boat, actually at the college level, but also just at the high school level, where maybe having an athletic trainer isn't as ingrained into the program. What would you encourage dance coaches to do? Meaning, like, if they are on their own and they don't have an athletic trainer, like, what are some suggestions you could have for them for finding medical support? Or if they do have access to it, but they're not as comfortable, we're just not, you know, dancers are just used to taking care of our own stuff. What is something you would suggest to coaches in that situation that maybe don't have an assigned athletic trainer for their program?
I think the big thing would be kind of the recovery aspect of it too, or, you know, maybe one day after practice, like, everyone kind of does a cool down together, or like, even if it's just be able to like go get like a couple lacrosse balls or foam rollers and be able to kind of do something together. Cause being able to preach the, like, taking care of yourself, like mixing up different core strengthening exercises and kind of paying attention to that as well. I know it's hard when you don't have an athletic trainer or someone who understands that, especially because even high schools, like, their main priority is football.
Right.
Like, unfortunately, it's usually just one athletic trainer for a whole school, right, which, and it's not that they don't care. It's just a lot of times, like, they just purely don't have the time. There's some education in the beginning too, to say, like, you know, if you're hurting or need some time, like, it's okay to state it in the beginning and not, like, let those injuries go.
Right. Don't wait till it's bad.
Yeah. And also don't wait until, like, you're in the middle of a game and say, like, oh, I've actually been having this pain for months.
Right.
Or if you compete, the national stage is not the place to be like, yeah, I've actually been having this excruciating pain.
Right.
And just be able to, and a lot of, like, ortho clinics now have athletic trainers that will kind of do paperwork, which then that also can give you some outside access to an athletic trainer.
Right. I think there's more resources out there than we're aware of. Yes. I think you just have to ask, right? Yeah. Our athletes need to communicate to us. We need to be supportive adults in their life that they feel like we're someone that they can come to and tell us if things are going on. And then we need to be kind of squeaky wheels as adults in their life to find the support they need so that they can continue to do their sport. If it gets to be to the point where it's so bad that they can no longer dance, that's not serving anybody. That's obviously worst case scenario, but we want these bodies to be healthy bodies that can do physical activity for their whole lives, whether they're continuing to dance or not. You want them to be healthy, fit people doing athletic activities if that's what they want to do. So, all right, what other areas within the spirit program world, because you are an athletic trainer for both cheer and dance and have been for a while, what are other areas in the spirit program world that you see need further support for our athletes?
I'd say overall, I mean, and granted, it's a big passion of mine, of just the mental support too. Like, arguably, sometimes 2 days, the hardest part is the mental game.
Right.
I mean, and I'm not saying it's physically easy, but sometimes, like, I mean, both dance and cheer can be very mentally taxing, but it also can be the outside world too, of recognizing them, like, they're all athletes. And as, like, a dance coach, being proud of the fact of, like, you guys are an athletic program, whether other people realize that or not, like, showing them, like, no, we do very talented, like, we are all very talented, we do a lot of amazing skills, and it's hard in its own right. But it starts, like, with the coach of letting those athletes know, like, no, you guys are athletic, you're athletes, and, like, you do need that outside support, and it's okay to ask for help, or just being proud of what you do as well. Like, in my role, like, I can't be everywhere all at the same time. So trying to create like injury prevention programs to just get ahead of it, like before things even happen, and creating different hip programs or, you know, different stuff to strengthen like your arches, and knowing that if you compete in jazz, like you're barefoot and there's no support externally. So it's just working on stuff like that too, of being aware of like what injuries could happen and try to get ahead of that.
Right.
But then also just being proud of your sport. Like, I mean, we're very lucky in fact that we strength and have a strength conditioning coach and a nutritionist. And I think that those are all very big things too, but you can still thrive by like even finding people in your community,
right,
or telling the athletes too, like go get that help.
Right.
And seek those outside resources. Guarantee there's someone in your community that if they were presented the idea are going to be all gung-ho, like, oh yeah, I'd do that. Or even just come in for a quick talk. I think that's a big thing, and be able to work together with your cheer program a good too, because I mean, now you have a bigger group of people that are all seeking help and
some
do stuff together.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is something that's, we kind of forget that sometimes as dance coaches, we get so wrapped up in just taking care of all of the things. I've mentioned this in the past, like probably 5 podcasts, but we're used to being islands and handling, wearing all of the hats. And there's just times where we are not experts in that hat, and it's not really figure outable. It's maybe not just so super safe to be figure outable in that way. Obviously we're movement experts. And so I feel like there's a lot of things we can do, or we can seek out the support that we think we need in that moment. But I think that's such a great recommendation, just to reach out to what possibly could be in our communities, who in your community might be interested in pairing up alongside you to get the support that your athletes need, so that it's not all just coming from you, coach. You don't have to be at a D1 university with access to, you know, all of the resources to find ways to support your athletes in the ways they need it. Ashley, there are a handful of Instagram accounts that I go to fairly regularly for dance related content as far as dance training things. Not that we would ever want to get our medical advice from WebMD, right? However, are there accounts that you feel like are out there that would be good resources, or what is your vibe on where we start when seeking information on how to make sure we're doing kind of what you're talking about, like the preventative like activities and exercises to keep from getting injured?
Yes, I would definitely look at, there's Dance for Doctor, or yeah,
Doctors for Dance, yeah.
The Doctors for Dance. A lot of the different athletic trainers or strength and conditioning individuals, you know, a lot of athletic trainers who have like the prestigious jobs of working with Cirque du Soleil or work for different ballet companies or dance companies overall, a lot of them will post some of their different experiences, but also will post, like, we'll have another account that's literally just exercises.
Mm.
And just starting there, you just want to be careful of not just going to any Joe Schmo off the street and making sure that, kind of look at like what their resume is. I mean, most likely if they're putting information out there, they're probably going to have, there's going to be a bio somewhere that you could read and know like, oh yeah, they've definitely worked with professional dancers, or have been doing this a while, and taking their advice, because that's definitely some free advice that is going to be from very smart individuals.
Right. It's kind of the benefit of having access to so much information in today's age. So different than when I was in high school, for sure. But there's a lot of info out there, and we have to wade through it to find the good stuff. But there is good stuff out there to be found. I think one more thing, I have a question for you. If I were to be a dance coach and didn't have yet a relationship with an athletic trainer, and let's say athletic trainer doesn't have any sort of dance background, what approach would make sense for you? Let's put ourselves in those shoes. Pretend like I'm brand new coach to you, your athletic trainer with no dance background. Like, what's the best way for me to come to you to start setting up like that kind of relationship? Or how do I educate you without being mad that you don't know dance?
Like, from my perspective, the big thing is just start the conversation, you know, and introduce who you are and kind of be an open book to them. Athletic trainer who has no dance experience, you're learning pretty much a whole new language.
Right.
It's even encouraging them to go watch,
right,
dance, whether it's like you're in high school or college, like encouraging them to, there's YouTube videos of every single big dance performance that's out there in a lot of nationals routines, and they can kind of see like, oh, okay, that's what you do. But also, like, something I've noticed is there might be still terms that I don't know, or like, especially for cheer, like there's a lot of terms that they'll say something and I have no idea what they're talking about. And like, a lot of times athletes find that fun because the fact of they get to teach someone else.
Right.
But it's also because it's just finding someone who's genuinely interested and wants to learn. And a lot of athletes understand that being a dancer, like a lot of people don't understand what you do, or,
right.
But then to be able to see what you do and then you explain it to them, then it's like more exciting for those individuals. And just encouraging the athletic trainer to like come to a practice,
right.
Like even if they can only stay for like 5-10 minutes, you are going to get so much from that time, or just how do a run through for them and show them this is the routine that we're going to do at halftime or for timeout, and just be able to show them what you can do, because then they'll also be more appreciative of what you do. Because the end of the day, like, it all boils down to the same muscles, same tendons,
right.
Same bones, it's same movement patterns overall. And so just kind of putting it into like their terms as well, it can be related back to other sports.
Yeah. I know there's been times, I don't know if we've done it this year, but there's been times where I've been like, there's a skill we're going to do. Check it out. Just so you know, when they're feeling a certain way, this is why, is because we're working on this skill. Or same thing, like sending that same skill to our strength coach and being like, what can you do in the gym that's going to help them make sure they've got the muscles that are going to support whatever this new skill is that we're working on. So is so beneficial to loop them in. And I think we kind of forget that you guys are just as much experts in bodies as we are. We're just seeing it from two different perspectives. So we want it to look good and you want it to function well. Well, I want it to function well too, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like end goal, we're wanting to land on the same thing. We're just coming at it from two different directions.
Watch videos of head springs.
Right. Send videos to athletic trainer and strength coach and say, help us get here. So, all right, well, what's next for you? What's next chapters for you?
So currently I'm actually getting my doctorate in performance psychology. So my big goal with that is being able to bring that back to my teams and be able to support them in their sport. And I want to kind of gap that physical to mental. And obviously I'm not going to be a clinical psychologist, but be able to kind of be that gap. Like I'm trained to help with the physical, but
right. Also
to help gap that into the mental game as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. How far are you from your dissertation? Where are we at?
So I'm in my second year, and I counted it yesterday. I have 8 classes until I get to purely just dissertation classes.
Awesome.
So it's kind of scary and fun all at the same time, but I'm like excited for my dissertation topic. So
yeah. Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Dance Coach Playbook. If there are topics you want to hear about, or if you want to join me, please reach out to dancecoachplaybook@gmail.com and follow me on Instagram @dance_coach_playbook.